there, True Girl. Stacey Rudolph here, fresh off another True Girl pop-up party in California. You gotta get to one if you can. We've got two more coming up in Texas and Wisconsin. The True Girl pop-up party is a whole weekend with you, your mom, and me and Dana. I'm leading worship with my friend Casey Ray Brown, and Dana's teaching with Shani McKenzie. Go to mytruegirl.com to learn more and get tickets. Okay, the reason I brought up the True Girl pop-up party is because we do a little live Q&A at the optional add-on afternoon experience. And one of the questions that's coming up a lot is this: who's the girl that does the announcements for the podcast? So, Claire?
I'm here, Stacey.
Well, tell us a little about yourself.
Sure. My name is Claire Black. I am 17 years old, and my family and I are a part of a traveling ministry called Life Action, where we share the love of Jesus in churches, and we help people say yes to what God has for them. And honestly, that really starts with what we're talking about in this season of the podcast, Wondering at God's Word.
That's cool. So, traveling a lot, how do you do school?
Great question. I'm actually homeschooled, and I really enjoy it.
Any favorite hobbies?
I really love to draw and paint.
Nice. Okay, let me throw a question at you that we get a lot. What's your favorite Bible verse and why?
That would be Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? This verse really helps me remember that God is always there for me.
That's awesome. Okay, how about this? How did you become part of the podcast?
Well, when it was still just an idea, Dana was working with the director of audio and video at Revive Our Hearts, Hugh Duncan. Dana really wanted the announcer to be someone closer to the age of our True Girls. Hugh knew I'd auditioned for a couple things before, and so he asked if I would help out. And I was so, so very happy to say yes. At the time, I think I was like 13 years old, and the rest is history, as they say. I'm so happy to be a part of this. I just love getting to help girls dive deeper into knowing God.
Thanks, Claire. Well, how about we do a podcast? And from now on, tell them who you are. They want to know.
Welcome to True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. I'm Claire Black. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one drive at a time. You're about to grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. But this season, no seatbelts needed. You're trading the car ride for a hayride with Dana Gresh and Stacey Rudolph. That tractor is headed straight to a cozy bonfire under the stars. Have you ever been in the woods when the fire dies down and suddenly it's hard to see through the darkness? That's what it can feel like when you lose sight of God's word in your life. The world gets confusing and you can't find your way. In this episode of the True Girl podcast, you'll learn why your love for God's word must keep burning bright. Dan and Stacey will continue to ignite the wonder of God's word by studying some verses in the longest chapter of the Bible, Psalm 119. It's all about having a passion for God's word. But before we get started, remember last episode? We learned how to keep the passion burning bright, and we discovered when we don't have a desire to read our Bibles, we can pray for it. We ask God to light a spark in our hearts for His word as we studied the verse, "Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your instructions." That's from Psalm 119, verse 18. Well, in this season, we're going to start every episode the same way, asking Him to help us see the wonder in His word. So, let's pray right now. God, sometimes we open our Bibles and we don't really see anything amazing, but we want to. Would you open our eyes and help us notice the beautiful and unexpected things in your word? Fill our hearts with wonder as we read. Help us be surprised, inspired, and changed by what we find. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, True Girl, grab your Bible and your marshmallow stick. It's time to ignite the wonder. Here's Dana Gresh out at the Gresh Farm to start episode 2 of season 19. This one's called The Glow That Guides You.
Well, will you look at that? Fire! Chris actually did it.
He actually did. I'm not gonna lie, I had my doubts after last time.
Well, me too. Poor guy, he worked harder than a raccoon trying to open one of Farmer Bob's tied down trash can lids. But here it is, a real live, cozy campfire.
And it smells so good. I cannot wait for the rest of the True Girl team to show up. S'mores, cider, glow sticks, this is about to be a whole vibe.
Oh, yeah. A hayride with Farmer Bob singing with Stacy. Some more. I can feel it already.
Wait. Whoa. Do you see that?
Do I? Smoke and lots of smoke.
Chris warned us about this wet wood.
Yeah, he told me when the wood's wet, it takes extra energy for the fire to burn off all that moisture. And until it does,
Smoke City!
Well, this might not be the Pinterest perfect campfire moment just yet, but you know, this actually reminds me of our faith, Stacy.
Ooh, I see where you're going.
But first, I'm literally going to the front patio until this smoke settles down. Oh my. It'll be a little while till everyone gets here, and you know what? They might need help finding us out here in the woods anyway.
I'm with you. Only problem? I can't see. Between the smoke and the dark, I mean.
Just follow my voice, Stacy. I'll get you there. Step to the left.
Oh.
Yeah, go around that tree. Good, good. Now straight, straight, straight. Oh, there you go. Careful. There's a stump. Oh, good.
I kind of feel like I'm on a blindfold obstacle course.
Okay, almost there. Here we go. Oh, we're out of the smoke. And I see the lamppost and the front patio. Rocking chairs and hot cider straight ahead, my friend.
Phew. As long as I followed your voice, I didn't bump into a thing.
Exactly. And you know what? That's a perfect setup for today's verse. Let's grab a rocker. Stacy, here's my Bible. I had my Devos out here this morning. I actually want to have you find and read Psalm 119, 105. You read it because these lights are a little low for my eyes.
I got you.
Before you read, let's go ahead and zoom out and look at the context of Psalm 119 just a little bit more.
Okay.
Let's talk about something really cool about how Psalm 119 was written. I mean, first thing you should know is this. It was a poem, but not like the ones you write in school. It's Hebrew poetry, which means it often uses two lines that say similar things in slightly different ways. The second line helps explain or expand on the line before it. You're going to see that in this verse we're going to look at today. Now, when you read Psalm 119 for the first time, it might feel kind of repetitive, like it keeps saying the same things over and over about God's word. And honestly, some people might even think it's a little boring. I mean, if your pastor stood up on Sunday and said, "We're all going to read all of Psalm 119 together today," there would definitely be a few people who would secretly think, "Whoa, this is going to take forever."
We'd need s'mores breaks just to make it to the end of Psalm 119.
Exactly. But here's why it repeats so much, Stacy. The writer really wants us to get it, and he's just intent on writing until we do get it.
So basically, Psalm 119 is like your mom saying, "Clean your room. Clean your room. Clean your room," until you finally do it.
Yeah, kind of like that, Stace. Okay, let's zoom in on Psalm 119, 105. Listen for that repeating style. It says, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
Okay, hold thy horses, Dana Gresh. Did we just slip back a few centuries or something?
That would be just a few decades, Stacy. I learned that verse in the King James Version when I was a girl.
How about we give this version a shot? It seems like a better fit. This is the New Living Translation.
Oh, that's my favorite, really.
So you've mentioned. Okay, Psalm 119, 105. "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." Yeah, I see what you mean there, Dana. That second line just says the first line in a different way.
Yeah, sort of, but let's look a little closer. The psalmist isn't talking about a literal road, but he's comparing our lives to walking down a road. The word of God made his steps clear for that road. "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet." The psalmist would not know where to step without the guidance of God's word. The Bible can help us walk the way God wants us to walk in our lives. It's a lamp for our feet. So let's think about that for a moment. A lamp for our feet.
Well, it sounds to me like God's word lights up just our next steps, but it doesn't give us a giant spotlight on our whole future. just enough light for the next step.
You're hot on the trail of something really important, Stacy.
So, if I want to keep walking safely, I have to keep my lamp lit every single day.
Exactly. You can't just read your Bible once a week and expect it to guide your whole life. You need it for every step.
And if you don't, you're basically out here wandering in the woods at night, bumping into trees and stuff.
Or tripping over log seats at the fire pit.
So, we need to open God's Word every day. Even a little bit, one verse, one prayer, those can keep the light shining on our path.
Exactly. So, we've talked about how God's Word is like a lamp for our feet, helping us see just enough for the next step. But the verse doesn't stop there. It says, and a light for my path. Now, I gotta ask, how might that be a tad different, even though it's similar?
Wait. So, if a lamp shows my next step, what's a light for my path?
Just go for it.
I think it's a bigger picture kind of light.
Okay.
The lamp helps me step safely today, but the light helps me stay on the right path tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So the lamp's like my flashlight shining on the ground right in front of me, and the light's like the moon lighting up the whole trail ahead.
That's so good, Stace. I love that. God's Word does both. It gives you wisdom for today's steps and shows you where your life should be headed.
That's actually so cool. It's not just about knowing what to do right now. It's about knowing where you're going. Well, I'll be a toasted marshmallow, Dana Gresh. It clicked. I got it. I do believe I was just surprised and filled with admiration for that Bible verse. Does that mean I was filled with wonder?
It sure sounds like it, Stacy. And you know, I have a real-life example about how this Bible verse showed up in my life. So let's zero in on what it means for us in real life.
Bring it home for us.
Okay, so I was on my way to the True Girl pop-up party in California, and I was in a hotel and hungry. The hotel had this little food bar next to the reception desk, so I went there hankering for a pizza.
Late night craving?
No, lunch.
Got it. So was the pizza good?
I don't know. It was closed.
Oh, what a bummer.
Yeah, it was. But the weird thing was that the lady at the reception desk, she just ignored me. And I couldn't tell if the food bar was closed, and she didn't offer. So I finally asked, is the food bar open? And she literally rolled her eyeballs and said, obviously not. The woman was just oozing with, I don't know, some kind of anger. I mean, it was unbelievable, really. And I was a little surprised at how mean she was, but I asked where I could get some lunch, and she told me, across the street, and walked away. Well, I walked all the way across that street, and it was closed, and I was just getting madder by the moment. And I wanted to go tell that lady that she sent me on a wild goose chase. I really did.
But then, yep, that's what I want to do too.
I remembered what the Bible says. Proverbs 15:1 came to my mind. It's a verse I've memorized. It says, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare.
So God's Word helped you know what to do. Stay gentle. Don't be harsh back, right?
Exactly. So that was my next step. The lamp for my feet told me, don't respond in anger. Stay quiet. Be gentle.
And the light for your path?
Yeah, the bigger picture is kindness. And, you know, I want my life to reflect Christ's kindness, even when hard moments hit. And let me be honest, trying to find a pizza at lunch isn't a really hard moment, but my heart needed controlled. And His Word became a guide, a light, a lamp for the path I was on that day. It told me to take steps that didn't include harsh words, that didn't make tempers flare, and that even included reflecting Christ's kindness. So what I decided to do was give her $20. And I think God put it on my heart to do that. I was able to order some hot water or coffee at the reception desk. So I ordered some hot water for a tea bag, and I felt God directing me in that moment to be kind to her. And I kind of wondered, maybe people had been unkind to her all day long, and that's why she was in such a grumpy mood.
That's so good. You know, it's not easy, but it's clear. God's Word guided you through the steps of your day in that hotel. You know what that reminds me of? When you guided me through all that smoke and darkness back at the fire pit.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't see a thing back there. But as long as you were listening to my voice, you didn't bump into any of those trees.
or trip over one of your giant log seats.
Yep, that's exactly how God's word works. It's His voice guiding us step by step, verse by verse, so we don't stumble in the dark.
Ooh, someone's here for the campfire.
Ah, and we haven't even sampled the hot cider yet.
Yeah, but the party's officially starting.
Hey, we made it.
Hey, guys, good news. I brought marshmallows. Bad news, I already ate them.
And this is why we hide the snacks.
Sounds like the bonfire's about to get lively. But before we join in, let's pause and remember why we're here. This season is all about letting God's word light up our lives, one step at a time. We want God to ignite wonder in you for your Bible. Here's today's Ignite the Wonder pro tip. Don't let your Bible collect dust. It's your daily spark to keep the fire alive. Even if it's just a few minutes and a few verses, read it every day. A fire won't stay active without feeding it with logs. And your wonder for God's word needs to be fed consistently. Now, let's pray. Lord, thank you for giving us your word as a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. I'm thankful that it's helped me make decisions in my life. Please help us to use it when we don't know which step to take next. And give us a desire to open our Bibles every day and follow where you're leading. In Jesus' name, amen. Next time on the True Girl Podcast, the fire on Dana's farm is still glowing, but the night is getting darker. There might even be something out there in the dark. But God's word gives comfort when life feels scary. Discover how His promises bring comfort even in the darkest times. The True Girl Podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.